Welcome to Mindful Mutiny. I'm Jeremy Van Wert, CEO and transformational coach. I help professionals like you dedicate as much time to yourself as you do to your work by forming a strategic plan for your life, future, and goals. Please make sure to like and subscribe so that we can grow this podcast because it's starting to take off and I'm so excited about it. So what I wanted to do today is talk about Mindful Mutiny. And talk about all of these people that I've had thus far doing these very long interviews on my podcast. Tell you the truth, I've been doing these long form interviews as much for your entertainment and education as I have been doing them for my own education. And I've done a very specific job in selecting who it is that comes on my podcast. And I read every single week on the podcast that Mindful Mutiny is a podcast about people who thoughtfully rebel against the status quo by bravely pursuing their highest potential. What I mean by that is it's people who are going against the grain, people who have selected something incredible to do that's off the beaten path, and they're doing it. A lot of people have fear or misgiving, or that greatness really is for somebody else. I would rather have a paycheck every 2 weeks to do something that is relatively unchallenging, that doesn't push me, that I can count on, that's very consistent. And with that, these people have come and they have talked about their incredible things that they have built based upon the values and goals that they have laid down for themselves. So the kind of people that I feature are people who have dreamed big, people who have put together an enormous world of work and life that is something that is really unique to them. And I'm talking, I've had many musicians, I've had authors, I've had psychiatrists, people who are healers, people who are business leaders. And all of these people, there's some things that they definitely have in common. And I've been just loving all of these wonderful conversations and learning from them. So the thing about these interviews that I've been doing is that these people are heavily successful at a specific thing. And it can be traveling, it can be music, it can be a lot of different things. But there's a couple of myths that are common in what does it take to be great at something? What if you wanted to be one of the world's greatest drummers? What would it take to actually do that? Well, a lot of people go, well, I can't be that good. I've heard those great drummers, and I'm not sure that I could do it. Some of the myths that there are that people think is that there is that you need to come at this with a total knowledge of a subject. So you can't be a great drummer without walking in being a great drummer. You need an advanced degree to do whatever it is that you want to do. Well, in some cases, you absolutely do need an advanced degree, but certainly not in most cases to do something unique. Or you need to come in bankrolled. You need to come in with a bunch of money and gosh, I don't have that. So I'm not exactly sure that I'm going to be able to accomplish some great goal that I have. But the things that these people have that are in common, no matter what it is that they are, whether it's Dr. Lally Pia, who migrated to the United States in her midlife and discovered within herself that she had the capacity to be a great doctor, or whether it is somebody who decided that they were just going to rock and roll, play a guitar, and write beautiful books like Jack Davenport. These people demonstrate an absolute laser focus on their goals, a laser focus that makes them do things every single day to work towards that goal, and that they act specifically out of their values. They don't compromise them because another path is going to be easy. Another thing that they are is dead consistent. Consistent in putting out what it is that they're trying to build. As I've been building Mindful Mutiny, I have a wonderful mentor. His name is Brian Sebastian. He is the lead host of Movie Reviews and More. One of the things that he has been whispering in my ear the entire time is, Jeremy, you have to be consistent. Every single week, you've got to put things out on the same clip. Every Tuesday, it's a long-form interview. Every Thursday, it is one of these videos that you're listening to right now. His whole message to me is make it good, make it consistent, keep putting it out. And it's going to take a while, but it's going to finally do it. Also, another thing that all of these people do is they make great relationships with other people. At the beginning of everything, you don't know a lot of people, but as you go, you start making that wonderful network. I came into this whole world in the summer of 2023. And I just started meeting people. And then I started meeting those people's friends. And then I started meeting those people's friends. And all of a sudden, I have this vast network of really interesting people who do such interesting things that I can bring onto my podcast and go, how do you do it? What is it that you do? And the self-discipline and the willingness to learn and do something that you're not comfortable with, but just learn how to keep going and keep going and keep going. That, my friends, is the key to success, but it's not the only key. One of the things that was a bit of a throwaway line almost in the Jack Davenport interview is that he said, I did my 10,000 hours and then I got there to do it. 10,000 hours. Think about that. The 10,000 hours that it takes to become an expert at something. It's a lot of time, but the more that you do it, the better that you become at it. The more that I podcast, the better I become at it. I've spent 15 years as a licensed therapist. I've gotten pretty darn good at that. There are other things that make you absolutely invincible. It's your ability to pick yourself up because there's going to be huge bumps in the road, to pick yourself up and keep going. Where do you get that from? Oftentimes, people have a baseline of what it is that they believe in that goes beyond this life. It's something that they live their lives by, and they get on their knees and they pray, or they sit down and they meditate, and they think about who it is that they are beyond this consciousness. And when you see your life as just a cosmic journey, it removes a lot of the fears of this world, and you get to really put your whole heart into something that you truly, truly wish that you could be. Because you know what? You can. But you only can if you are consistent, if you're spiritually right with yourself, if you have a disciplined practice, and if you are willing to put in 10,000 hours to do something incredible. And you know what? Doesn't matter if you're 15 or 35 or 65, because one of the interviews that I'm about to have is with a gentleman by the name of Brad Hawkins. He is now in his 60s and he has been a filmmaker for a very long period of time. And you know what? He's made a few films and he's still going. He is so incredibly busy and diligent and making it happen for himself. He has never given up. That's what it takes to do things at the highest level. And it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. It matters what you are doing for yourself. So get right with yourself. Be consistent. Put in your 10,000 hours. Understand who you are as a cosmic being. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to the Mindful Mutiny channel. Please check out my website, jeremyvanwoerdt.com. In a lifetime, there are more decisions than anybody could count. Living your highest form of yourself is the most rewarding thing that you can do. Make incredible, positive, risky, and bold decisions. And be the highest version of you and go be something great.